Good morning again, my friends. This is David Saul from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Happy New Year. Now, my friend, for all of our listeners, is that the Lord will go with us into 2023 and beyond, and that we will allow the Holy Spirit opportunity to open up our heart and deal in God's dealings and judgments in our lives in 2023. And yes, beyond. Amen. And now, as I said last week, we will start this week to look at the second warning from Colossians, which is found in Colossians 2, 8 through 10. So here Paul writes, "Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world and not of Christ. For in him," that is Jesus, boy, I like this, "dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and powers." Again, Colossians 2, 8 and 10. Now, there are many Christian teachings out there today that are nothing more than self-help guides as to how to live a happy life and get God to bless you. Wow. Now, to explain, I would like to borrow a book title, How to Live, you ready? Your Best Life Now. And now, this book offers techniques and methods in which are not necessarily evil or immoral, but they amount to ways in which we can improve who we are independent. Let me say that again, independent of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Well, guess what? God has no plan to improve Adam, help Adam, or affirm Adam in any way. Oh, no. God wants to kill Adam. Let me say that again. God wants to kill our flesh, the Adam in us. Wow. And if we want to be raised with Christ, our Adam must die in Christ. All that God has for us is wrapped up in the new creation with His Son, Jesus Christ. Now, I do realize that everyone who writes these self-help guide books and such, and who is a preacher or teacher of the gospel of self-esteem, would agree with that. But they do not have a clue as to what it means, or they would not write and teach what they do. My friend, death and resurrection in Christ is not merely a doctrine to believe. It is an experience to experience. Let me say that again. Death and resurrection in Christ is not merely a doctrine to believe, and all no, it is an experience. And I promise you that if you really meant business with God along that line, we will see that the utter nonsense of what I call the country club Christianity, your best life now, and the satanic gospel of the self-help guides. It is an amazing to know Joel Osteen's book, Your Best Life Now, has sold over 3 million copies and has been on the New York Best Time Sellers list over 50 straight weeks. Wow, at one point. My friend, make no mistake. If the world is running after you, God is not. Let me say that again. If the world is running after you, and not even the Christian world is running after you, then you can bet God is not. Be not deceived, my friend, by the fame of the world. This life on earth is not, repeat, not our best life. God has so much more in store for us in our next life to come. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, "Eyes have not seen, and ears neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him." 1 Colossians 2 and 9. So it looks like Joel has deceived 3 million plus folks to buy his book. Oh yes, follow the money, my friend, follow the money. Please read Colossians 2, 8 through 10 again. And note the contrast between the two, the tools of the enemy, both Satan and man, those of philosophy and of vain deceit, and the truth that we are complete in Christ. But one of the common approaches of the enemy, that Satan and of man, is to offer us solutions from which ails us by trying to make us feel good about ourselves. This is vain deceit, my friend. my friend, it satisfies self, it satisfies our flesh, but it is not, repeat, not real in it. It is not the truth. No matter how big one's ministry is or how long and loud someone preaches it, it is vain or useless, just like Joel Osteen's books and all of the other self-help guides out there. These are misleading, good, young-hearted men and women into deception and confusion. Believe it or not, God has something better. Wow, God has something better. He tells us that if we would come into the truth, we would see and experience that we are complete in Christ. We are complete in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is all that we need. Let me say that again. Christ Jesus is all that we need. We do not need to add some self-help guide. Nothing to Christ that will make us more complete in Him. Sadly, the modern gospel of the self-esteem, positive thinking promoted by preachers and teachers like Robert Shula and Joel Osteen and many others is a message that tells us that we are not complete in Christ. Yes, it does. Nor does it tell us that Christ makes us complete. Yes, He does. And it really tells us how to make ourselves complete and get God to help us. Wow. But either way, I hope that we see that this era, since we must see that the necessity of the cross to begin the things of God in our lives. So we come back to the death, the cross, and the resurrection life. You know, we cannot be complete in Christ unless we confess that we are incomplete. Let me say that again. We cannot be complete in Christ unless we confess that we are complete. Self-help guides and other books never mention that we are incomplete. Oh, no. They say we are okay. Just keep thinking positive thoughts and good things. Good things will happen. No, 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 no. No need to ask God to forgive you of our sin. As a matter of fact, Joel Osteen does not even believe in sin, nor in hell. Just be positive. Keep giving me money and all will be okay. Again, follow the money. Well, all I have to say about that is mule muffins. Wow. Yeah, that's right. The truth is, Adam, our fleshly nature, will just do not see our need. In Adam, we just do not see our need. But if we confess we are incomplete, then we will lose our best life now in order to find God's best life forever. Jesus said in Matthew 16:24-25, if any man will come after me or believe in me, let him deny himself or lose his self life and take up his cross and follow me or follow after in my footsteps. Verse 25, for whosoever will save his life, your best life now, shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it forever. Wow. Matthew 16:24-25. Then we will see that to be complete, nothing but Christ is needed. To be complete, nothing but Christ is needed. In Christ does not mean that we have found, you know, some religious system or a bunch of rules and principles to follow. Oh, no. That we have found a way to walk with God that pushes His buttons. No, that's not what we have found. Oh, no. We will see it means to be complete in Christ is He is everything to us. And that I have everything with my new nature that I need to be in Him. In short, I will continue to be flawed. Yes, that's right. We will still be flawed human beings. But Christ makes up for what we lack. I am complete in Him. Amen. More next week on the second warning from Colossians. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. Hope that you have a tremendous year and the Lord is able to bless you and continue you in the ways that He wants you to go, and that you will throw away those self-help books and all that garbage and just stay into the Word of God and allow Him to bless your heart. Amen. Talk to you next week. God bless.